USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump says more rapid coronavirus tests are on the way. The president also saying this morning that another coronavirus vaccine trial has entered phase three testing. The nation's top infectious disease expert, Dr. Anthony Fauci, saying this morning that any vaccine will be rigorously tested before it's used.
You don't want a vaccine to be available widely to the American public unless it's been shown to be safe and effective. Safe and effective.
As of yesterday, coronavirus cases in the U.S. reached at least 6 million and counting. President Trump's to visit Kenosha, Wisconsin today, expected to speak about violence that's erupted there over the past week after the police shooting of Jacob Blake. This is USA Radio News.
Okay, some good news during a challenging time for everybody, and this could really help. You may know hundreds of thousands of people have already made the switch to MediShare, which is the affordable alternative to health insurance. And with so many people looking at how they pay for healthcare right now, seeing premiums going up or the cost of COBRA plans, MediShare has extended their special offer, and a lot of people have taken advantage of it. Simply apply by September 30th, and they will waive your new member fee. That's $170 savings. And, of course, that's just a start. The typical family saves $500 a month after making the switch. MediShare is a Christian community that shares each other's healthcare costs, and it's worked beautifully for decades. I'll give you the number here in a second, and if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to get your additional savings. Here it is. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Firefighters are gaining some ground again against a huge wildfire burning east of San Jose, California. The 383,000-acre fire, now 60% contained, a gain of 10% since Sunday. The fire has injured at least five people, and it's destroyed more than three dozen structures. Former Trump advisor Steve Bannon's criminal trial's now been scheduled. Here's USA Radio's John Hunt.
The federal judge presiding over the case against Steve Bannon and three other men who allegedly defrauded donors with a fundraising campaign to build a wall along the southern border set a May 24, 2021 trial date for those four charged in the scheme. Bannon, who served as chief strategist for President Donald Trump, pled not guilty to charges earlier this month. He was released on $5 million bond and had to forfeit his passport.
On Wall Street, the Dow Jones and S&P are both down a bit, while the NASDAQ is up a little, and this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
For frequent flyers, it's kind of a big deal, as United Airlines is dropping change fees. Here's more from USA Radio's Tim Berg.
United Airlines is taking a big step to get customers back during the coronavirus pandemic. CEO Scott Kirby announcing the airline is permanently scrapping its $200 ticket change fee for domestic flights. United Airlines Chief Communications Officer Josh Earnest says this move is here to stay.
This is a permanent change. We're not planning to, we don't have any plans to change this. We're going to have to make some fundamental changes in this business. This business has been totally disrupted by the coronavirus. And we've been, here at United, we've been actually at the leading edge of many of these changes, from the way that we disinfect our planes to a requirement that people wear masks. At least when it comes to disinfection and cleaning, we think a lot of those policies are also going to be permanent, that we want to do more to build people's confidence in the cleanliness of the environment that they're flying in. This is another example of a change where we are leading, and this is a change that definitely will be permanent.
American and Delta also announcing they're removing change fees on most domestic flights as well.
And tennis star Serena Williams begins play at the U.S. Open in New York City today. She's going to be aiming for her 24th Grand Slam singles title. A 24th championship would tie her with Hall of Famer Margaret Court for the most Grand Slam singles titles ever. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.